Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Jonathan.
Welcome back to a Thursday episode. We're still with our guests, Tabitha and Jonathan Carlisle. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
Chris, also welcome back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yay, Chris.
Yay, me.
Yay, Chris.
This minute begins. I'm taking a drink. Hold on. This minute begins with us looking at the doctor's satchel and ends with looking out at the Rocky Mountains. A little Rocky Mountain high. And they look precariously low. So this minute is where we start seeing some more people on the plane. Right at the beginning of this minute, the captain comes back on and tells us there's been a slight yet abrupt loss of cabin pressure. He's going to release the masks and everybody's going to breathe the oxygen they have while they take care of this. They're going to go down to 16,000 feet. Nothing weird. The doctor looks a little worried and he looks over at Ethan Hunt and says, Dimitri, do you think there's a problem? And he's like, nah, I think it's fine. Why don't you put on your mask? Basically says, why don't you shut up while I go check?
And that's basically what he does say. It's kind of scary. Yeah, he's like,
yeah,
whatever.
It's weird. He says, put on your mask. But it seems like, why don't you go put on your mask? Yeah. Why don't you take that mask and stick it on your face? And he does that, and Ethan stands up, walks back, I guess, toward... He's going the wrong way. He's going to find out what's going on. Remember, this is also back when you could walk to the front of a plane, probably.
Yeah. He walks to the back, though.
Yeah, he was walking to the back. He stands up in this... Okay, we talked about the seats yesterday. Mm-hmm. This aisle is insane. It's a 3-foot-wide aisle in a plane. How big is this plane?
It's a massive plane, apparently. It doesn't look that big in the... In the shot beforehand, but it's apparently
Chris, that's just a model, Chris.
No, but it's like this big. I mean, it's...
there are many rooms.
I don't think you understand, you know, how the eye works. No. He was like this big on it, you know?
It's a plane for ants.
This is a plane for ants. Anyway, he stands up in this huge jet and starts walking to the back. And we meet, we see a shot of our captain. That's not any captain, because anyone who knows movies knows that's a bad guy.
Yeah.
That's our bad guy. He's played by Richard Roxburgh. His name in the movie is Hugh Stamp. Hugh Stamp is the pilot. Hugh Stamp is the main henchman.
It's also a weird name, Hugh Stamp.
Hugh Stamp. He's awesome.
Yes,
he's a great actor. You'll know him from Moulin Rouge, where he is almost, wouldn't even remember.
He's almost unrecognizable in Moulin Rouge compared to this movie.
Because he has like weird buck teeth. And he kind of talks in a really high voice. You know, he's got this weird affected voice. And then he's Moriarty in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So great character actor. I really like him a lot. When he shows up, because at first it dawned on me when I heard the captain saying, we're flying over Denver. I thought, I go, that guy sounds like he's putting on an accent. Now I know he is, because Richard Roxburgh is not American, he's British. So I was like, that sounds like a fake accent, but maybe it's just me. Maybe they just dubbed this over when I was first watching it. But now I'm like, okay, this is part of the movie. He is the captain of this ship. He has made it as if there's cabin pressure has been dropped, and he's making everybody put their masks on. So what's going
to
happen?
I don't know, but there's one flight attendant that looks like they're really forcefully trying to get somebody to put their mask on.
Well, see, what's funny to me about the pilot, about Richard in the scene, is that he looks like a character that Neil Patrick Harris would play on How I Met Your Mother. Like that. Like
wait for it.
You know, that's what I feel like with him. You know.
Well, he's very clean cut. He's a handsome gentleman. Very clean cut.
These people
definitely are putting these masks. Yeah, that he's forcing that one lady to get the mask on.
Maybe that's just the default thing when people start speaking up and complaining. Just put your mask on.
Just stop talking.
Is there anything to
worry
about?
That's gonna be our new way of telling people to shut up on the show. Just put your mask on.
Yeah,
I'll go check. We also meet laptop henchman,
who happens to be Tom Cruise's cousin.
Yep, and his name is Wallace. Just happens to be. What a coincidence that he's in this movie.
He's got Tom's real last name, Mapother.
Well, his name's Wallace. We may just call, if knowing that, we may just call him Nepotism.
Nepotism, yes, exactly.
he's sitting in the back with his laptop. He does not put on his mask, but he's one of our other henchmen in this movie. I'm going to miss Matthias, who I called Mathis all last season, I know, and Frankenstein's monster, who was a great... These guys were great henchmen, but I'm excited to see what these two henchmen bring to the hench table. So I'm really excited to find out what's happening, because we're on an airplane. We're over Denver. I don't know what's happening yet. And right then is when Hugh, I'm gonna call him Hugh. Hugh looks around and he looks at his co-pilot and he also looks at his navigator, and they have started to pass out from the oxygen that they've been given. So something hinky's going on.
I don't think
with
that's oxygen, man.
I don't think it is either. They're passing out, and right then he takes his altimeter and changes it from 16,000 to 10,000 feet, which and then hits the three buttons that starts the autopilot. So and walks out. So that's basically what's happening in this scene. But I was wondering, 16,000 seems like a really low point to be at anyway,
especially in the Rockies.
Yeah, I was worried about the 16,000 when he said, "I'm like, how tall are the Rockies?" He only went down 6,000. I mean, 6,000 feet is a lot. That's how many miles? 2 miles? How much is a mile? How many feet are a mile?
5,280, I believe. So it's just over a mile.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, if you think about it that way, it makes sense. Yeah, they're now a mile lower than they were before. So yeah, they're lining up with the Rockies. It looks like the Paramount logo out there. it looks like the mountain they're about to run into. They should have waited to do that, but I know they were going to sully the Paramount name. It would have been awesome if it flown into the Paramount mountain. How awesome would that be? And like, then the stars show up then. After?
Yeah.
All the dead bodies on the mountain?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, that's like the stars that shoot up around the mountain is just the explosion of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really would have set the tone for this if it was the Naked Gun movie.
Captain Hugh smirks and changes the autopilot, and then that's where this minute ends, with them doing something, and Ethan has just stood up and walked away. So now Dimitri's left to worry and put on his oxygen mask.
It's not a very Ethan thing to do. I mean, compared to what we've seen Ethan do in other movies, in the other movie, you know, it's very not Ethan at all.
Well, he would check. I mean, I don't know what I would do if. Well, I actually know what I would do. I always try and think out situations before they happen. And when I'm on an airplane, I basically think out, could I take that person? That's basically now what I think. When I get on an airplane is, if that person goes crazy, can I wrestle them to the ground? And then I look around and see if there are other people that are big enough that I'm like, maybe the three of us could take care of that. That's basically what I do when I get on airplanes. So if the masks came down at that point, I probably would stand up too and ask somebody what's going on. And then the flight attendant would have to wrestle me back into my seat like that poor lady.
Definitely after watching this movie, it's going to make me think twice before putting the oxygen mask on if they ever drop out.
Especially if you start seeing other people just getting up and walking around. Be like, hey, how come they don't have to have their mask on?
That's true.
You're going to be handled just like Meemaw is in this scene. Meemaw, put your mask on.
I don't want to.
I'm claustrophobic.
Well, there recently there was a in India, there was a Jet Airways airline that shortly after takeoff, they took off from Mumbai. The crew apparently just forgot to pressurize the cabin. So like almost immediately people were having hard times breathing, and then some people ended up like bleeding from their ears and their nose and stuff like that before they got the masks on and pressurized again.
You sure they didn't have Bellerophon, I mean a Chimera on that plane?
Oh wow. That's horrible.
What's it called? Total Recall stuff right there.
I guess the passengers said that the crew basically like weren't around, and like they seemed, maybe I don't know if they were embarrassed or something. Like they nobody was there to show them how to do anything. Like, they just dropped the masks and like, hey, yeah, go ahead, take care of it.
Oh my goodness.
Were they all dying on the side too? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess that's a weird thing. It's like, where's the crew that they don't also realize? Does the captains up in front, do they have their own pressurization? They're just like, yeah, party time.
I think whatever. So, because they've got those cool Top Gun, ironically, like masks.
Yeah.
As opposed to those Dixie cups with the bag attached to them. I'm always like, nah, I don't know how well this is going to do anything. The bag's not going to inflate.
They have them out there to like describe how to use it, so it doesn't give me much hope that it's actually connected to something.
I've always thought of those things as those little cups. Remember when we were kids and they make those cups you could put on your feet and you would walk around on them?
Yeah.
They were yellow.
Yeah.
They look exactly like that. And they have like.
It must be a white people thing. I don't remember having that.
I always wanted one.
Such a white people thing.
I always wanted a pair and I never had a pair.
We were specifically told, Chris, not to show the Mexicans.
That's what it sounds like, because I never had those things. If we were lucky, it's like, oh, what is this? Is this to put
food in? This is for you only, Jonathan, your precious white child, my precious angel. Don't tell anyone.
If anyone asks, cups are only for drinking.
Yes. They're not for standing on.
Is this for the bathroom? I don't understand. Deal with it.
Here's my question. If an autopilot is on, and then we may find this out in the next minute, shouldn't an autopilot be able to auto-dodge things? Shouldn't an autopilot have the ability to lift itself? I'm pretty sure nowadays most planes fly themselves.
I think back then they flew themselves too.
Yeah, I think it was more of a autopilot is basically what you're in the whole time with some basic things you're doing.
I saw that Tom Cruise movie he made where he was the smuggler and he flying planes and he was having sex on the plane with his wife. I mean, that was an automatic pilot. I mean, come on.
Well, that was American made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Hugh pushed three buttons, and maybe one of those buttons was do what I say button.
Drop the plane button. Screw everybody else. Drop the plane. I'm getting off in a parachute.
I guess that is kind of strange, I guess, isn't it? He puts it in autopilot, but he does put like a limit on it. Like maybe it's like audio editing or something where he just, you know, he caps it off and says, you can do what you need to do, but you can't go above this level, the 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is, because I'm sure the plane has like flaps and things that have to do things right now. But yeah.
The plane's like, there's mountains coming.
Yeah, and it knows later on it's going to say terrain.
Which they use the same thing in Fallout, that same exact terrain.
Mm-hmm. I like to think it's the same company making all these.
Making the helicopters and the planes.
Yeah, and he seems, Captain Hugh seems happy. So we can already tell he's a sociopath. He's excited about this because when he stands up, he's got kind of a little smirk on his face.
I think it's because he knows he gets to jump out of a plane.
Because he had his mask like right below his chin, and he was probably like getting some of that
happy gas
floating up at him. He's probably a little high.
He's like Frank Booth in Blue Velvet.
Oh yeah, gets a little and then tries to hang himself a little bit from the doorknob, kind of get himself going.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's super excited about that. He's gonna jump out the plane doing that.
How much preparation goes into faking being? I mean, this is. Do you think? Okay, how do you think Captain Hugh became Captain Hugh? Do you think he just basically went in there and, because this is still pre 9/11, think he just murdered, there's some poor murdered pilot back at the Australian out, the Sydney airport?
Yes.
And he just took his place?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because he's not the type to plan for anything, I would think. He might know how to fly the plane already, but.
Sure.
You know.
I mean, he knows the three buttons. He knows the ignore button.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm assuming if he's the henchman to the bad guy, he's got some sort of MI6 or some sort of training as well of that sort. He's probably part of the syndicate at some point.
It's my fault. Earlier, I said he's the henchman to the Bane bad guy. And at this point, we actually don't know that. We think he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
If you're seeing this for the first time, yeah, you definitely think he's the bad guy. And Ethan's going to have to punch him.
Yeah. They're going to have a fight on the plane. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to red light, green light him with some gum. Yeah. That's what I'm expecting to happen right now.
There is gum in this movie, right?
Fought on the top of the plane as it's trying to crash.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He tries to grapple himself to the top of the plane. It just rips his arms off. Because even at 10,000 feet, you're still going to die.
So you mentioned before about this plane, and it is a really nice plane. And I don't know that they're just in first class. It's huge. And so I'm guessing that it's an international plane. Is this a thing? Like, are international planes actually this huge?
Nowadays they are. I mean, they got those fancy ones with the beds and the cabins and the whole nine yards in them now.
That's cool.
Not all of them are, but I'm sure from Australia it is, because it's like a day.
More than 20 hours, apparently.
Yeah, it's 20 hours. You couldn't do that in a regular American plane. You go nuts. When I was looking up the flight times yesterday to find out that the doctor is going to die, you're looking at $1,300. That's one way.
Yeah,
well, I think the doctor's only going one way. So.
Oh yeah. Well, he doesn't know that.
No. Well, he knew he was only going one way. He was.
Do you think Dimitri's like, no, I'll get us just a one way ticket. Don't worry about it. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, we'll go back some other time. Don't worry about it.
No, we don't have to go back at all. You can just hang out in America. You can hang out in Montana with that guy from Red October.
Oh, yeah. This is a good transition minute, so there's not really much going on. Let's go. Let's move right into Tech of the App. Here we go. Let me hit autopilot. Bloop, blap, bloop, blap, bloop, bloop, bloop. Let's talk about Tech of the App.
Yay, Tech of the App.
Let's do it.
I'll go first this time. Because I actually said that earlier, I said it. It's the autopilot. Tech of the App. It's the thing that flies a plane. That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
I mean, it tells you the speed. It has the altitude. I'm sure it has other buttons. I hope it's just not three buttons. It's just like three things you can do, which is like speed, height, and what? What's the other one? Pitch, yaw, you know, some sort of angle. I hope that's not what it is. So, I know nowadays they're so sophisticated they can basically land the planes. I mean, I also know that there are people that are pilots. That one of my neighbors is a pilot, and I know he doesn't just get on the plane and sit there the whole time.
He's playing Fortnite on the plane.
Ooh, that sounds fun. But yeah, he's definitely working. But the plane does a lot. The plane does a lot. So autopilot wins for me for Tech of the App on this one. What about you, Tabitha?
I'm torn between the old headphones with I have like the metal strip headpiece across the top of it that somebody's wearing to like listen to music and or watch their movie. Mm-hmm. And but I think I'm gonna go with the laptop that Wallace has. Because just the fact that he has a laptop on an airplane, that seems not as common in 2000 to me. Mm-hmm. So that seems pretty high tech.
Yep. I bet it's that you can have it on and it doesn't crash the plane.
Right. It doesn't crash the plane. That's a good point.
Yeah. Just but weight alone, not even the signal that comes out of it, just the fact that it weighs, 700 pounds. I remember my laptop in 2000. It was big, very large. What about you, Jonathan? Sorry. What about you, Jonathan? Hello.
It's hard to beat the autopilot.
It is hard to beat. There's one other tech in this episode. And I'm wondering if Chris is going to get to it, but let me put it this way: you can wear it on your feet.
Oh, the Mexican bathroom things.
Mexican bathroom things. Where did we ever establish they were bathroom things?
Well, that's what I said. I said it's the what is it? What am I supposed to eat or go to the bathroom
cup,
in this?
The cups. the is it the air? Is it oxygen? You pick your own. But I just thought,
yeah, they're fine. No. I was going to go with either the laptop or the autopilot because I don't see the point in those things. I don't trust those other things. Especially in this movie, I don't trust them.
They give you mosquito face.
Yeah.
When you put them on.
And they apparently knock you out or kill you. But they don't think they kill you. They just knock you out because in the next minute, one of the next minutes we'll see
what happens. That's even worse. Do you think here's a good question. Do you think they changed just the mix of oxygen and probably just made it higher oxygen so that it either like made you pass out?
Yes, that's exactly what it is because we see later that somebody wakes up.
Right. Yeah. So it's not poison or it's not sleeping.
I thought they killed them all, but that's not the case at all, which is worse. Because if somebody wakes up when they're about to go, just awful. It's an awful way to go.
I think most everybody else is asleep. I think the problem was later on we'll find out. We'll get to that in the next minute. So we're about to see this plane getting closer and closer to the mountains. So hopefully Ethan's going to do something about this. We'll find out tomorrow for our Friday episode for Minute 5. Come back for one last one, right, guys?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Wow, that was a lot of enthusiasm.
Exactly.
We're excited for that, too. So until tomorrow, you can talk to us on Twitter at Min Impossible, M-I-N Impossible, at the Impossible Minute Force on Facebook. And you can go look at our Patreon. We have t-shirts. Hey, guys, we got merch. You can't see this, but both Tabitha and Jonathan are wearing our t-shirts tonight.
Woo!
Woo.
Yes. I'm wearing a Tech of the App t-shirt.
Oh, very nice.
I'm wearing the, what do we call this? The
Bureau of Liquid Awareness.
Flunk. The Fear Liquids flunk. New keyboards.
Yep. I tried to make something.
So my beer is over there, not over here. My cider.
My water is really far away from my computer.
Mine, right now. My cider is over here on the TV.
Hey guys,
stand.
Just remember, keep your drinks, pinky and thumb extended away from your electronics at all times. It looks like the hang loose symbol, basically.
Public service announcement.
Yep. Gotta take care of your computers. Well, we're going to take care of our computer and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Tabitha.
And I've been Jonathan.
This minute will self-destruct. Hey, Chris, breathe this in. Tell me if this makes you sleepy.
I went to the bathroom in that earlier. Why am I putting that in my face?
Gross.
Gross. See?